We're literally just running a whole other country in addition to our own.
Look how many things that they've said to us that have not been true. I don't believe them at all. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. So everybody needs to go to chicksontheright.com/links. And check out all of our links. That's our link tree. It's pink. It's so cute.
So cute. So pink and cute.
It's really cute. It has all of our things on there, all of our social media things. So you should go check that out. And then also, if you have a doggo, I have one. He's on the floor right now next
to
me.
You have two. Don't forget Astrid.
I know. I have two, but I have one right now on the floor next to me. Astrid is so independent, you guys. He's like, I don't want any part of that show. Okay.
She's a strong, independent dog who don't need no owner.
She don't need no owner or show. Okay. Anyways, if you have a doggo, you should get some Rough Greens, and you can go to roughchicks.com to get a little sample pack.
It's Ruff, little R-U-F-F.
R-U-F-F chicks, R-U-F-F chicks, roughchicks.com. And I say it's little. It's actually not little. It's actually a pretty big sample pack.
Yeah, it is. I think it would at least last you 2 or 3 weeks and possibly more depending on the size of your dog.
If you have a small dog. Yeah. If you have my dogs, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like one giant serving. No, it's not. It's still got plenty of servings.
It's got a lot of servings. So yeah, so you should go check that out at roughchicks.com.
So you guys, we are such morons. Do you know what we did yesterday?
Well, I had a migraine yesterday. You guys can't tell when I have migraines. You can't tell because I keep it. I hide it from you because I don't want to hear all your, this is what you need to do for a migraine, Daisy, because I've had them since I was 13. I just don't want to hear it. I love you, but don't tell me what to do. Okay.
Don't tell her what to do. She literally has tried everything. You don't need to suggest anything. Please stop. If you're thinking right now of typing, have you tried this? Just don't.
Just don't do it. Don't do it. Okay. Cause I know what to do. It's just that, and I still work through them. But I have chronic migraines. So yes, you didn't even know it. Did you? Didn't even know it.
I knew it because you told me, but yeah, like so nobody else
out
did.
Of it, a little out of it yesterday. You can sometimes tell by my eyes when I have them, but I kind of work through it. And then I crash like right after the show, I just crashed all day. But anyway, yeah, we kind of forgot yesterday was our anniversary.
I mean, I have no excuse. Okay. Like none. I didn't have any kind of, I do have doxycycline induced esophagitis, but that does not typically mess with your brain function.
Look at us with all the problems. Look at us.
We're like, I feel so old.
I've got bunions and I've got,
I don't have anything that should have made me forget that February 27th, yesterday, was the 14th anniversary of the beginning of the chicksontheright.com website. That was like when we launched our website back in 2009. And so the fact that we completely just spaced our anniversary, it was probably like, what time was it when I texted you? It was like 8 o'clock or something.
I think it was 8 o'clock at night. And you're like, oh my gosh,
you know what we forgot?
Our anniversary. And you're like, happy anniversary. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then so we have to celebrate this week. We have to celebrate. You guys, very first post that was ever put on our website was a post about Nancy Pelosi clapping. And she looked like one of those monkeys with cymbals. And it was a post that I did about her. And I compared her to those monkeys with cymbals. And I still feel very proud of that post.
It's still there. It's still there.
Is it?
We should link back to it.
We should resurrect it to just today, just in honor of our anniversary. Because now she's gone, you know? I feel very happy. But it took that long to get her out of there.
Yeah. I mean, she's not gone though. She's just gone from the leader.
I know, but that's you're right. That's true. She's gone from just the lead, but still, I mean, it's a step down, but still anyway, but, it's 14 years we've been doing this.
Thank you, C. Noon. So she says, happy anniversary. Thanks for keeping us sane and for introducing me to my new family, Balls.
Balls.
Well, and it's a monumentous occasion, especially because this week is CPAC. And so tomorrow we are both headed to DC. So we're going to be celebrating. We're together for the rest of this week. And you know what that means? That means that we are going to have some exclusive video content, maybe some live lives. I don't know. We'll see. Just for our Facebook insiders and our Locals supporters community. Now, I know a lot of you in Locals, your subscriptions have lapsed because this is the time of year about when we launched our Local supporters group from last year. So your year membership has run out. And so we've offered recently, check your email, we've offered recently a 2-month free subscription on Locals. So we'd love for you to renew. You're going to get exclusive content that other folks just won't get if you are a Facebook Insiders or Locals supporters member, especially this week, because we're going to be in anniversary celebration mode.
We will be. Somebody asked for your speaking at CPAC. Oh, gosh.
No.
No. That is so sweet that someone would think we're doing that.
No, we're still like Romy and Michelle of the conservative movement. We've been to CPAC once before. It wasn't really our bag, but we're going to try it once again and see, you know, how much it's changed, because it's changed a lot over the years. We've heard we're very old going back the second time.
Yeah, we're going to feel like absolute grandmas there, which is fine. I mean, we know we're old, so that's not totally a problem. Okay.
If we're going to do some interviews. We're going to, we're going to just see what the scene looks like. It's changed a lot, I'm assuming, over the past 14 years. A lot of young people, a lot of hip people, a lot of girls trying to give conservatism a makeover.
That is such a novel concept.
It really is. It totally is. Can't wait to see people do that. Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be an interesting thing. I just looked at the lineup of speakers, and oddly, at least right now, Governor DeSantis does not have a speaking role or a time block for a speaking role. I'm assuming he's going to be there, but maybe not. I mean, maybe that is a wrong assumption.
He's selling a book. I would imagine he would try to be there because he's just trying to sell a book. So
exactly. Shelly, thank you. She says, happy anniversary. So happy to have found y'all. Understand and emphasize with you, Daisy. Prayers for both of you to be healthy and blessed.
Thank you. It's very, very sweet. Thank you.
I got to share an email that we got from Vianna Marshall. This is from December, so I'm a little bit late. I found this late, but she wanted to write us about GenuCell. She said, after listening to you guys talk about how awesome GenuCell is, I finally decided to give it a try. Because let's face it, I am not getting any younger. I felt a little guilty about spending money on myself, so I suggested to my husband that he should get it for me for Christmas, and he said, sure. Naturally, I had to order the most popular package for myself, she says. So it's kind of a long email, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. But she did say that she was most excited about getting the Ultra Retinol Cream, which we talked about a lot because it's one of our favorites. Well, it didn't come. It was supposed to be in there. They were running a special at the time. It was supposed to be in there and it didn't come. And so she reached out to customer support, filled out their little survey. And within 2 days, they were like, oh my God. And they made it right. They shipped it out to her, made it right. And she mentioned to us, she was like, I know you guys have talked about the fact that your sponsors are extra, extra responsive to their customers. This is just another example. And she wanted to highlight that. And I'm glad she did, because it's true. If you guys ever are not satisfied with someone that we have endorsed and told you about, you should let us know, because chances are, whatever the mishap may be, they are going to make it right. That we know that because we know and love every sponsor that we talk to, among them chiefly GenuCell, who has been so good to us and whose skincare like is second to none. I mean, we are just huge, huge fans in addition to actual real customers ourselves.
Yep.
So love this endorsement. Right now, there is a surprise savings at checkout. So if you decide to go to GenuCell.com/chicks and you use code chicks, there's a surprise savings at checkout for a limited time. Also, any subscription that you subscribe to, any skincare subscription that you get, includes a free beauty box and free shipping. So it's a great time to try out GenuCell.com/chicks. You guys ready for some videos?
Oh, yeah, we want to talk about Fetterman. Before you do that, Joey said that DeSantis's book is called 50 Shades of DeSantis.
I don't believe that.
I don't know.
I wish that was true.
Could be true, Mock.
I think it's actually out today. I think today is the release date of his book, if I'm not mistaken. So I need to get one. I kind of feel like he should send us one.
I sent Mock pictures because he was on, was it Tucker or was it Hannity? I can't remember whose show he was on last night. I was watching Fox last night, and she's in bed by 6 o'clock at night every night. So I sent her a couple pictures. I'm like, he looks thinner.
He does, you guys. He's losing weight.
He looks like he's lost weight or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something's different about him. Like he looks, it's not like he's had surgery or anything, but something's good.
He's just different
with his face.
He's trimming down.
He's getting ready for a presidential race.
Maybe, but it kind of seems like he should have a speaking slot at CPAC if that's the case. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was odd that I didn't see his name. I was looking at my phone in bed. This was right before bed. So maybe I missed it, but I looked at every day to see, and I didn't see him. So I know Trump is going to he's going to close out the show essentially on Saturday night.
Okay.
And then, you know, all the other Vivek is going to be there doing a speech. Nikki Haley's going to be there. Mike Pompeo is going to be there. All kinds of people are going to be there and giving speeches. So I just figured that he would, but this is one of those, maybe this is just another example of how he wants to tantalize everyone and not actually admit that he's going to run until like the very last possible second. Maybe I'll just show up on the debate stage in August and I'll be like, hey, I decided I'm going to join in.
And we have media credentials, which is kind of crazy. So we'll be able to
I haven't gotten mine. Have you?
Well, I got an email saying that we have me. I don't know. I don't have them in my hand, but we're going to have like media stuff. We'll have like media passes and stuff. So we'll be able to go in there and get some footage for you guys. So you guys can see some of the stuff through the lens of the chick's eyes, which are not very good, as you can tell, but you'll be able to see some of the stuff that we are seeing. So that'll be kind of fun for you guys. You
know? I hope so. I mean, I hope we can make it fun.
We'll try. So,
yeah,
we'll
it's try. Happening. It's happening. Mm-hmm. Okay. We wanted to mention before we got into videos really quickly that there is a rumor going around. I don't know how true or untrue it is. It's a rumor at this point that John Fetterman is actually brain dead, and that everyone is hiding it. I mean, you guys, it sounds ridiculous, I will say. They're hiding it because if they can make it to past August 28th, they won't have to have a special election. The governor can just nominate, you know, his wife to replace him. This is the rumor. Okay. This is a rumor. So, hey, YouTube algorithms, we're not saying it. We're simply saying that it's a rumor that is out there in the ether, getting spread around that he's actually, you know, whatever. He's in hospital right now to fix his clinical depression. Well, people are speculating that it's not that at all, and that he's actually so unwell that he cannot complete the functions of his position, and that they just don't want anyone to know until such time as the governor can actually appoint his wife. That's the rumor. So I just thought everybody should know that.
Okay.
Okay.
Do people believe? I believe it.
Well, I don't know.
This is not far-fetched. I mean, it was far-fetched enough that the guy got in there.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, they should maybe give us an update if they don't want these kind of rumors to start. Maybe they should. Because, I mean, if it is clinical depression, there's nothing about that that prevents him from being seen in a picture or on video or whatever. Totally.
Without question. Yeah. And this is the thing. People are going to be like, that's a right-wing conspiracy. How many of those have come true?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
3 years. So, you know, pony up. Show them to us.
I mean, it's not completely out there. You know, it's like, it's just not. I mean, given that he is an actual senator, that defies any conspiracy theory that we could have made up. Totally. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So anyway, Lori is saying on the news last night, they're saying that he's doing okay. Yeah, they might be saying that,
exactly.
But are they showing it?
Look how many things that they've said to us that have not been true. I don't believe them at all.
And they don't have a good track record.
No, as evidenced by all the things we're about to show you on today's show.
Exactly. We do have some things to show you. But just to kick us off, I thought we would show Biden met yesterday. He spoke to the Divine Nine, the leaders of the Black fraternities and sororities. And he apparently now has reached a point where he is making fun of his own and everyone else's whiteness. So remember how he's always like, he's saying super racist things about Black people all the time. Like, if you don't know who you're voting for, if you don't think you're you're voting for me, you ain't black. I mean, right. There's so many examples.
Obama is clean and articulate.
Right. Well, exactly. Now the tables have turned. Now he is hitting white people, including himself. Here is an example.
I know real power when I see it. The Divine Nine. We're honored to have presidents, all the presidents here tonight. And I want to thank him. And by the way, you know, I'm not, I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid.
Why would you say that? What in the world?
Why would they have him talk to them anyway? I don't, it's just like, you know, that they're just thinking to themselves, this is a ticking time bomb, just waiting to explode. 'Cause he's such an idiot. Seriously. I can think of like a million other people that I would rather have talked to that group of folks than Joe Biden. Why would you do that?
Well, he's got to get his pandering in before he actually makes his reelection bid official. Got to get a little pandering in there.
Oh, my God.
So why not? When you're in front of a bunch of black leaders, of course you should like denigrate white people. I mean, yeah, that makes perfect sense as a president.
Basically apologize for it. Yeah, I was telling Mock that I heard that Sally Field got up on stage the other night. We don't have the video, but I heard that she apologized for her whiteness in her whatever speech that she gave the other night. Why are people doing that? Why are we apologizing for whiteness? Why are we doing that? And it's like, what is that?
Why? It's not something we can help.
You have less melanin in your skin. It's like a scientific, it's just a biological thing. It's like, yeah. Why are we doing this? It's dumb. It's really dumb.
So dumb. I mean, it's beyond dumb. It's just beyond dumb.
So stupid.
God. Also, speaking of the Biden-Harris administration, Kamala, too, was in rare form yesterday. She was giving a talk and decided that she wanted to give out the name of a website. That did not go exactly as planned because she was in the midst of hysterical cackling as usual. Mm-hmm. So what you're about to see is that clip followed immediately by a clip of a panel on, is it MSNBC or CNN that Chris Christie and Donna Brazile are on? I can't remember.
I
think it's CNN.
I can't remember.
Anyway, they're having a panel discussion. Donna Brazile in particular is talking about Kamala's readiness to be president. What you need to be looking for is Chris Christie's reaction to that. So here are both those clips.
So I want to just now do a public service announcement, and I need all the leaders here to help me, okay? To check if you qualify for the ACP, look at your neighbor. To check if you qualify, go to getinternet.gov. To check if you qualify, go to internet.gov.
What was that site again? It was internet.
Know. Nobody knows what it is. The two of the chicks behind her are like, oh my God, she's so embarrassing. So freaking embarrassing.
At least she didn't say text to internet.com or whatever.
Look at her face. Look at her face right there. That's our vice president.
That's somebody who's ready to be president, according to Donna Brazile. Check it out.
And Donna, I want to ask you about the economy. He didn't exactly make a strong argument with that, saying it's understandable why people are just down. That doesn't seem like a winning slogan there.
No, and that's not going to be a slogan if he decides to run for re-election. And yes, America is ready for a woman president at some point. And Kamala Harris is prepared if that moment comes in her life to run for president. But this is not about Kamala. This is about continuing to invest in the American people, invest in the future of America, which is what the Biden-Harris administration has been doing.
I noticed how you definitely dodged that question about the economy.
No. The economy is always central to the conversation when you're running for president.
Blah, blah, blah. The rest of it's not important. It's ABC. Sorry.
I'm going to dodge it. Blah, yeah, ABC. They all run together. Blah, blah. Yeah. No, it's always central, but I'm going to dodge it. Right. Chris Christie. I didn't know he was like, he did that stuff.
His face, man. He was like, I'll like to watch that. Oh. That was amazing.
I know. How much did we used to like him?
Oh, man. You guys remember when he was governor and he was just like going after freaking unions and it was awesome?
Yeah.
God, he was so good.
I know.
And then he just got less good. Remember?
Then it was like, wah, 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 wah. Yeah, he had his moment. He had his moment in the light. He was really great. for about 5 minutes.
You know, he's still a fighter. You know, that's one of the things that everybody likes about him is that he's such a tough guy. And that's good. I do like that. Mm-hmm. I have another email to share from someone whose name did not come with it. This was sent through our website, but it said, I decided to make my own box of Omaha steaks rather than ordering one of their pre-made packages. Yeah. One of the things I got was their butcher cut fillets. OMG, they are so tender. And also the triple berry tartlets are the bomb. And I was like, I don't even know about the triple berry tartlets.
I don't either.
And now my life is changed.
Oh my God.
Okay. I mean, my husband just made some of the steaks the other night and they're a slam dunk every time. Like whatever steak, whether it's your bacon wrapped fillets, whether it's your regular fillets, whether it's your New York, whatever you get, you know it's going to be good. So it's always going to be a yummy dinner, whatever you make from Omaha Steaks. But oh my God, butcher cut fillets. I need to check into that. I need to check in the triple berry tartlets for sure.
I know.
Right now, this is their semi-annual 50% off their whole entire site. That sale is happening right now. So if you go to omahasteaks.com, it's 50% off, whether you're making your own, your own collection of your order, or you're buying something that's a pre-made package, 50% off the entire website happening now. And then on top of that, if you use code CHICKS at checkout, it's an additional $30 off. So huge, huge savings right now at omahasteaks.com. Get yourself some triple berry tartlets. And some other goodies, you guys.
I have to get those today.
Oh man,
sounds really good.
Sounds so good. Janet Yellen went to Ukraine to go and lick the buttular area of President Zelensky.
Yeah, she is a Muppet. Have you guys noticed that? She is a Jim Henson creation. What is it? Just me? I can't look at her and think that is a human being.
I do feel like she looks like a Lord of the Rings character. Like there's some sort of creature that is based off of her.
She's not a real human. I just like I look at her and I'm like, what is that? I can't. It's just she is.
It's her voice. It's like the whole
everything
her,
about
the way
her.
That she talks. Everything is so irritating. So she has decided.
Yeah.
You know, not only that she wanted to go and brown nose, but she also wants to give up more of our money. And I'm talking $10 billion
That's
more.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Here is what she said.
Assistance is making Ukraine's resistance possible by supporting the home front, funding critical public services, and helping keep the government running. In the coming months, we expect to provide around $10 billion in additional economic support for Ukraine. Putin himself thought he would achieve a victory at minimal cost, in the words of CIA Director Bill Burns. 1 year later, Putin's war has been a strategic failure for the Kremlin. Ukraine still stands.
God, $10 billion more dollars. More.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look at all the stuff that could be used for here in this country. Like, look at all the people that are suffering here.
Remember when they used to fight over Trump wanting $4 billion for a wall to protect our border? And they were like, oh my God, they absolutely acted like it was the most ridiculous worst. Way to spend money. And now they're just like, oh yeah, $10 billion, fine.
Right. And now what, 4 or 5 million illegal aliens have crossed over and we're paying for them. And now we're putting those people up in swank hotels in cities.
Well, yeah.
You know, across the country. And we're paying for them.
Because the streets are already full of our own homeless. So there's no more room on the streets for them.
Exactly. There's no more room on the streets. And then people across from those hotels, that was a Freudian slip. The people that are across from those hotels are like in the areas of those hotels that we're putting those people up in, that we're paying those people in those hotels. And they're across from those hotels. Those businesses are going out of business. So it's like, it's a complete domino effect in those cities where those people are staying, you know, or we're paying for those people to stay because nobody wants to do business in those areas anymore because those places are unsafe.
Yeah.
So all those places are being destroyed. Like there was a business owner that I was listening to the other day and he was like, no one ever asked us. No one ever asked us if we wanted those people to be put up at those hotels across the street from our businesses. No one asked us. No one asked the American business owner how we feel about this. No one gives
they
a crap.
Don't care about the American business owner. They Nobody don't care about cares. The American citizen. They care about Ukraine right. and they care about illegals. The end.
Exactly. Cities are dying, Darren. Cities are totally dying. American cities are dying while they prop up the Ukraine. This is the thing. Nobody cares. I'm glad the celebrities are happy about this. They wear their stupid Ukrainian flags.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
So I'm glad Sean Penn ridiculous. Is happy about this.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie. Jamie says, and that money is to run their government and their pensions and whatnot, not weapons and protection for their people.
Right.
Now we're propping up their entire economy. And if you don't believe me, just take the words right out of Janet Yellen's mouth. She said that's exactly what we're doing now. We're literally just running a whole other country in addition to our own.
And then making sure that all those people over there, all their government officials have pensions.
Great. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yesterday, we mentioned the whole Dilbert cartoon and the canceling of Scott Adams, that whole hullabaloo we mentioned yesterday, and how absolutely ridiculous it was that he was getting canceled by all the Gannett publications and several other newspapers across the country. Well, it gets worse. So yesterday, his agent dropped him. Penguin Random House, who is our publisher, they also dropped his new book. So on every possible money-making front, he has been canceled effectively because no one bothers to listen to context or nuance, and no one is actually refuting the points that he made in his full context. They're just cherry-picking quotes, and they're making it sound like he is a racist, white supremacist, terrible, horrible person. And among the people that are doing that super irresponsibly are Jake Tapper. He entertained a panel of people to talk about this, but listen to the way that he presented the story. It's so biased, it will blow your mind.
A fairly racist statement, as blatant as it gets. CNN's Oliver Darcy watching all of this. You know, Oliver Adams, who we should note came on the lead in the early Trump era a few times, he's been trending more and more hard right for years now into some really bigoted terrain. But I guess this apparently crossed the line into self-immolation.
I can't.
It's
what in
unreal.
The world?
I mean, he set it up. He's just set it up. He's like, he's just a racist pig.
Yeah. What do you think about how racist he is?
Yeah. I mean, there was no question how that was going to be framed. Wow.
Right? Jake Tapper, man. He and so many others are just, they're jumping to a conclusion instead of doing any actual journalism anymore.
Right.
And it's getting worse and worse.
It's propaganda is what it is. It's just it's blatant propaganda. There is no journalism there at all. They don't give you the full story. They just give you what they want to give you.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we've seen so much of that over the past couple of years. You're right. It's not journalism.
Well, it's like Mika said that one time, we're the media, we're the ones that tell you what to think. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're trying to do. I mean, they're trying to spin and shift narratives in such a way that it's, even if it's, you know, subconscious, like you're hearing these things and you're thinking things because they're telling you what to think instead of just giving you facts and information, they're spinning it. And that's how they're doing news now.
Even if you are just if you listen to some of these broadcasts about him, about Dilbert, about the guy, Scott Adams, they will cherry pick and they will play just certain clips of what he's, it does make him, they can make him sound racist.
Yeah.
They can make him do that just by picking what they want to pick. And then they spin it and you can pull just certain clips of what he said in interviews and they can make him sound racist. It's pretty easy to do if you just pull, you know, bits and pieces of the context just based on what they want to make him sound like, and they can make him sound racist. If you don't look at the full context of what he said, it's easy to do that.
Yeah. And that's what all of the journos are doing. Right. And it's just so irresponsible.
Precisely what they're
level.
Doing. It's precisely what they're doing.
I don't think he's going to sue Victoria, but he is absolutely going to locals. And he's going to probably, that'll be the only place that you can get Dilbert, starting now, because it's not being published in any kind of public magazine or newspaper anymore. So he'll maintain the rights to it. He'll probably make a lot of money off of it still. And then he'll be giving a middle finger to everybody who tried to cancel him. So he already said that he's going to be putting his podcast or his videos that he does already onto Rumble. I mean, that's going to be the primary spot that they're going to go, because he knows that that's a free speech platform. And so that's where he's going to be. So, wow. It's just, it's
And you should have seen Joy. You should have seen Joy Reid's take on it. Like, she did a whole big segment on it, and it was on him. And just the way that she was so dismissive of him. You know, this is a guy who supported BLM. He was a guy who, you know, he did all that. He was a liberal. He may still be a liberal for all I know. I don't know. I don't know why he would be after all this, after being slammed by them. But I mean, he went on and on about that. And it's so interesting the way that she portrayed him on her show. You know, I mean, she was just like, oh, I've never even heard of the guy before this. And like, he just, okay. I mean, it was fascinating to watch how they really do eat their own. You know? I mean, it's just, it was like, wow, you guys are awful. I mean, you're just awful to one another. And they do this, like they will just discard their people who help. I mean, he helped that movement.
Yeah. With time and money.
Right. And they just chewed him up and spit him out. And this is what they do. And they just discarded him. It's crazy. It's crazy to watch.
It is. It's nuts. Somebody mentioned, they were like, this is what you guys are doing to Trump. I'm sorry, I don't cherry pick stuff Trump says. Like, when we quote him, we're quoting his entire truth.
I didn't throw Trump. I've never thrown Trump away. If he runs for president, if he's the guy, I'll vote for him.
Same.
We've said that.
He's not my primary pick.
How many times have we said that on the show?
God, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's just, so bugger off.
God, it's just crazy. And we'll get to some Trump stuff in a minute, because people, anytime I say, you know, that there are never Trumper, there are people who will not support the Republican nominee, no matter, like, if it's somebody other than Trump, they're out, or if it's somebody that is Trump, they're out. Both of those groups of people are going to see to it that Joe Biden is our president for another 4 years. Both of them, whether you're an only Trumper or you're a never Trumper, you are on equal. You're on an equal playing field to me, because you're both contributing to a Joe Biden victory. And so I mean,
that's opposite of what the liberals are doing. So don't put me in that category.
Yeah,
you can bugger off.
It's just in fact, since we're talking about it, I'll just go ahead and play that, because Alyssa Farah from The View was talking about the fact that Ronna McDaniel came out yesterday and said, yes, we're going to have a pledge. If you are going to join us for the Republic, for the GOP primary debates, and you're running on a GOP ticket, then it is expected that whoever the GOP nominee ultimately is, you will get behind that person. That's the expectation of anyone running on the GOP ticket. Now, Trump, he skirted around that a little bit, and you'll hear how he answered that call for a pledge from Alyssa Farah. So it's two clips of her schmooshed together. There's not even going to be a break in between, because she's making two points that I wanted people to hear.
The reality is, Donald Trump spoke through a spokesperson, already put out a statement saying, of course he'll support the nominee because it will be him. So, like, big hedge there. Yeah. The problem with it, it's good party politics, but Ron McDaniel has no enforcement capability here. If Donald Trump's still polling at 40% within the Republican Party, which he currently is, she's not going to keep him off a debate stage. He doesn't need to be on her debate stage. She's still going to be able to control quite a bit of the party. And frankly, the fact that Ron McDaniel's still running the RNC underscores Trump's death grip on the party. I mean, the GOP's lost consecutively in several cycles under her leadership, and we haven't chosen to go a different direction. I've said many times, if Trump is the nominee, I will not vote for him. I believe you put country over party, and that should be just kind of a normal thing.
May I just say real quick, though?
If Donald Trump is not the nominee, he will burn the entirety of the GOP to the ground purely out of spite and revenge.
He'll try.
He'll probably be successful.
I don't know.
He'll run third party, or he'll trash whoever our nominee is.
What do you think about that?
She's an idiot. She says she puts country over party, yet she won't vote for him if he's the guy. Well, then go ahead and just kiss your country goodbye, sweetheart. I mean, that's the dumbest freaking reasoning I've heard.
I know.
She puts country over party, yet she would go ahead and let Joe Biden do another term. And then that her country would spiral. It's like, you might as well then hear the death rattle on your country. Yeah. What is that? She's an idiot. What did you think about the last part?
What do you think about the last part where she was like, if Trump is not the nominee, he will run independent, burn the party to the ground, trash anyone who is the nominee. Do you think that he'll do that?
I don't know if he'll do that or not. I just don't know. I don't know if he'll run independent. I don't know if he will.
It would be such a huge disaster.
I don't know if he's that vindictive. I just don't know. I don't know either.
I just hope that he would not do that. But man, if he were not the nominee, I don't know. I just don't know how far he'll go. You know, I just am not sure. Brenda, thank you. She says, wishing you ladies all the fun at CPAC. Looking forward to seeing some fun and exciting interviews.
Thank you.
Speaking of people who are running for president or not, DeSantis made a big announcement yesterday about Disney. He has been promising that he wants to make sure that Disney no longer operates as like its own country within the state of Florida. And yesterday he made good on that promise. Here he is.
One theme park, its own government, and then treat all the other theme parks differently. And so we believe that that was not good policy. We believe being joined at the hip with this one California-based company was not something that was justifiable or sustainable. And so we said we're going to do something about it. And so now we're basically, Disney's going to be treated like SeaWorld is treated or like any of these others. And that's really the fair thing to do. So I'll be signing the bill momentarily, and that will officially end the self-governing status here in Central Florida for Disney.
You know what? Good.
I know.
I'm actually shocked that they were getting special treatment anyway. Why would they get special treatment? Screw them.
I guess because they have felt invincible in terms of the revenue that they bring to the state, whether it's people coming to vacation, all the hotel business, all the eating business, they bring in a lot of revenue to the state. But how they've been operating, I don't know how much of that they haven't paid taxes on. It sounds like millions and millions and millions of dollars in revenue is actually owed to the state.
Great. Now pay up.
Sounds like they're gonna.
It's like now Florida just alone, just by being Florida, brings people to the state. People just want to go there. It's not because of Disney.
Yeah.
People want to go there because it's Florida.
Yeah.
And they're escaping all the other shitholes around the country. I mean, I'm just being honest.
No, and you're like, absolutely right. Everybody wants to go to Florida.
Right. Everybody wants to go there. People just want to go there because it's fantastic and it's sunny. And it's like people are not just retiring there, but they're just visiting because they want to go and they want to escape all the other, you know, communism every place else.
Mm-hmm.
So the people, they don't get a break. They shouldn't get a break. I can't believe they got a break.
They've been getting a big old break.
Well, they don't get it now.
Nope. And I'm sure that they're not happy, but oh well. Anyway, that's what DeSantis was busying himself with. Yesterday, we talked to you guys about the fact that there was this new report from the Energy Department that, yes, COVID was probably came right out of that Wuhan lab. And so there was a lot of reaction to that, a lot of people downplaying it, trying to downplay it because it was the Energy Department. Tucker did a segment on that. I've got three clips within a clip that we're going to show you. Tucker first talking about some of the headlines and some of the past reporting on people like us who just wanted to speculate, hey, maybe it came from a lab. Shouldn't we check into that?
Right.
People like us were ostracized for even making the suggestion that it could have come from a lab. So he talks about that. You're going to also see in the middle an old clip. This is a flashback. This isn't recent. It's a flashback to Nicole Wallace doing some of that exact kind of reporting, ripping apart any conspiracy theories about COVID starting in a lab. And then lastly, Tucker's going to give his take about what Woody Harrelson said at the end of Saturday Night Live. We also played that clip for you yesterday. So he's going to give a reaction to all that. Here we go.
And then a woman called Laura Helmuth, the diversity hire now running the once but no longer respected publication Scientific American, said, quote, it's a conspiracy theory to believe a lab leak had occurred. But it did. That's the thing. Facts still matter. Every facet, every element, every link in the chain that connects every part of elite America to itself pushed the same lies. Even the quote, comedians, they were on propaganda duty too. Watch this.
He's also pushing U.S. intelligence to find evidence for this theory that the virus was accidentally released from a lab in Wuhan. That's his new angle to feed the wingnuts, to treat this virus like it was a conspiracy of some kind.
It should have never happened. This plague should never have happened. It could have been stopped. But people chose not to stop it.
What people? Tomorrow he'll blame the Spanish flu on Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. Imagine if you're a comedian and all of a sudden your cue card has all kinds of talking points from politicians and foreign governments on it. Don't read it. You degrade yourself and you become complicit in the greatest crime in history. So you have to ask, what role did the U.S. intelligence agencies play in all of this? Of course, they knew.
Traditionally driven by science, not presidential politics. And the scientists aren't the only ones rankled today by Trump's effort at reputational repair. The New York Times also advances recent reporting on U.S. intelligence agencies, which we learned this week provided intel in the president's PDB as early as January about the lethal spread of COVID. Those same agencies now have been tapped with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories. New York Times reports this, quote, senior Trump administration officials have pushed American spy agencies to hunt for evidence to support an unsubstantiated theory that a government lab in Wuhan, China was the origin of the coronavirus outbreak. That's according to current and former American officials. The effort comes as President Trump escalates a campaign to blame China for the pandemic. Some intel analysts are concerned that the pressure from the administration officials will distort assessments about the virus and that they could be used as a political weapon in an intensifying battle with China over a disease that has infected more than 3 million people across the globe.
I mean, yeah.
That why were people like her so interested in not placing blame where it needed to be placed?
Because money and power. It all goes back. It always does go back to that, right? Power. And they thought that they had it over people. You know what? The truth always comes out, though. It always, I knew it would. I mean, every people that believe in truth, they know. It's like it made, and it's, we always talk about karma. You and I do. Mm. Just personally, we always talk about that. We're always like, karma, man. It always will get people, always will. And then we joke about it. We're like, but when?
Right.
But when will it happen? And it's coming. It's like now, it's coming for them. It's coming. And it's like, and I'm wondering when all the mask mandates and all of these lockdowns, when it's going to come back to haunt these people, when it will. And the children that were affected, the people that died, all of the families that were affected, all of that. When is it going to come back to get these people? Because it's gonna. The past couple of years, I've been waiting. I've been like, when is it going to get these people? All these people that were forced to take that freaking vaccine. When is it going to, like, people who have been hurt? And I tread lightly here. People who have been affected by the jab. When is the karma going to come back to these people? Because it, you know, I don't want to get shut down. But and that's another thing. All that nonsense of people getting shut down because of that. People getting, you know, silenced and people getting canceled because of that. When is that karma going to come back? It will, y'all. It will. Because the
promise?
Truth. I promise. Because the truth always comes out. It's taken what? How many years? It's taken 3 years for all this stuff to happen, for all the truth to come out.
Yeah, I mean,
this.
I guess the first step is to admitting that they were wrong, right? And so at least the headlines are starting to reflect that they understand what the truth actually looks like now, and that a lot of the things that were labeled conspiracy theories were not conspiracy theories at all.
And you know what? It's a thing of beauty when Rand Paul is vindicated. Yeah. Last night I just saw him. I think he was on Hannity or something, and it's like you and I interviewed him a year and a half ago. It was like a year and a half ago we interviewed him, and you could just see how I was frustrated. We're frustrated for him when we interviewed him, and it's just like I know he's right when he's trying to take Fauci down. He's just trying to, and everybody's making fun of him. It's like he's the one right guy in a room. He's the only one speaking up for all of us, right? And everybody's just making fun of him. And oh, he's this and he's that. And it's like, he's vindicated now. Okay, so what are you going to do, Rand?
Right.
What are you going to do? Now what? Take them all down. The whole building is just going to start crumbling. And I love it. I am so here for it, y'all.
So you guys, if you missed Saturday Night Live and the end of Woody Harrelson's monologue, we played that yesterday on our show. And we noted that the live audience had very little reaction to the fact that he was basically making fun of the government's response to COVID in terms of all the mandates and the lockdowns and all of it. And people didn't pick up on it until after the fact. And then naturally everybody came for Woody Harrelson, right? So Tucker reacted to that also.
Wait, did he just make fun of Pfizer? I mean, Catholic Church is one thing. The family is another, but Pfizer? Not allowed. He must be insane. And that was the verdict of the media. The Washington Post, for example, reported this, quote, on SNL, Woody Harrelson pushes popular COVID-19 conspiracy theory. Really? Where's the conspiracy theory there? The Daily Beast echoed that. Woody Harrelson spews anti-vax conspiracies in rambling SNL monologue. Now, Rolling Stone magazine, which was founded to fight the power, obviously came out on the side of the guy fighting the power. Oh, no, just kidding. Rolling Stone used exactly the same headline. So the same people who said you're crazy for thinking that COVID may have come from a Chinese biolab now say you're crazy if you dare to complain about Pfizer, which is buying them off. Shut up, don't laugh. Hard to think of a better way to make Woody Harrelson's point than that.
Yeah. And all those celebrities who preached at you and they were like, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to put your mask on, and you guys are like the unclean masses, and you're, you know, it's like just preaching at us for years. They're all quiet now. You know,
or they're shifting. I saw an interview that Chris Wallace did with Pink. Remember, Pink did the Pfizer ads. She was literally doing commercials for the vaccine. Uh-huh. So then when he asked her about that, she's trying to spin it now, saying, I wasn't pushing the shot. I was pushing for people to have a plan about how to manage COVID.
That's serious.
And I was like, really, Pink? Is that what you were doing?
Okay. Really?
Yeah. You got paid a lot of money.
I was going to say, and you were pushing that plan all the way to the bank, weren't you? Give me a break. What a sellout. Nonsense. They're a bunch of sellouts is what they are. Yeah. They were all making money off of it. They're all like padding their wallets is what they were doing. Shut up. Shut up, all of you.
You guys remember yesterday when we were, it was yesterday, right? When we talked about Angela Davis, famous communist, Marxist, black woman, super pro reparations, unfortunate college professor, all of those things. We talked about her finding out that she is a direct descendant from people on the Mayflower and that her actual relatives had slaves, which would thereby make her ineligible for any reparations and would in fact make her eligible to pay up. We were mocking her because it was so funny. She was in such a state of disbelief about that. But what is more amazing now is that Joy Reid and people like her are starting to use that information as a way to attack DeSantis. And I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it myself this morning. But you guys, it's true. Take a listen.
Ron DeSantis' people came here in the early 1900s. In the 20th century, he was from a disfavored group. His family was almost kept out because they were Italian, who were considered lower whites, who were not wanted in this country. The founding fathers didn't even include him in their vision of America. And yet, he's like, don't besmirch the founding fathers. I mean, this man has literally, Angela Davis has more ties to the pilgrims. Right. I mean, she had like literal direct ties to the pilgrims. Yes. He has none. And yet
that's what they're going to start saying
this
now.
Is what they're doing.
You just can't make it up. But you cannot make this up.
Did his family own slaves? Did they? I don't know. Because hers did, right? Did hers?
Hers did. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, this, my God.
I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe that this is where they were going.
This is where they're going, Mock.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, back to Biden really quickly, and then I have a fun video to share for you before we get to WAC. So Mika, everybody's talking about Biden running. Jill keeps going out and talking about him running for re-election. That she's super in favor of it, blah, blah, blah. But of course, the question keeps coming up about his age. And so Mika of The Morning Show is getting tired of those worries about his age. And she has a point to make about it, you guys. Here it is.
Part of this is that, you know, it's the age question, which I know is uncomfortable to talk about. But, you know, it's a huge issue for most Democrats.
Well, I mean,
I don't know if it should be. I think age is what it is, and we keep telling people what it is when we shouldn't be. Well, I mean, there are some people who are at their best in their 80s.
Nancy Pelosi.
My mom was using a chainsaw and doing her best work in her 80s.
Nancy Pelosi, without chainsaw, was doing a pretty damn good job in her 80s
Different
as well.
Different type.
Her mom... Her mom was using a chainsaw in her 80s, you guys.
She was doing her best work. I'm sorry, but no one is doing their best work in their 80s. No one.
And I don't, you know, with the chainsaw thing, I'm a little concerned. Listen, I don't think anybody should be using a chainsaw at age 80. We probably should rethink that. And what are you doing with the chainsaw?
You may be perfectly competent and functional at 80. I know my parents certainly are, but neither one of them should be president. Okay. There's a huge difference being functionally energetic, like able to get around, energetic, active. All of those things are great. And yes, you absolutely 80-year-olds can do those things. But there is a huge difference between doing those things and running the entire free world plus Ukraine, which he's essentially doing. So, I mean, the comparison, of course, is the question, of course, should come up. And she can't just say, well, we just need to stop telling people what age is. No, I already know. People already know what age is. Okay,
and why do people want to? I don't think that, like, there's this whole, why do they want to? Why would you want to do anything after, like, why do you want to do such a stressful job after the age of, like, 65? I don't know why you want to do that.
I don't either. Unless it's a super cush gig with lots of benefits, and that's why people just stay in power forever.
It's a power thing. That's what a lot of these people, why they do it. It's just a power thing. And plus, he's not really running the country anyway. There's obviously a bunch of people behind him, and he's just a puppet, right? And
yeah, that's true.
There are puppet masters that are doing it. But the problem with a lot of these people in politics is that they do it for the power and the money, mostly the power. I mean, because they've already got gobs and gobs and gobs of money that they've taken from us over the, you know, however many years they've been in power. Yeah. But it's all a power thing. And so, I mean, like at 80, that's just laughable. It's like, what do you do at 80? You should be sitting on a rocking chair on some porch somewhere, you know, looking at your grandkids and enjoying that. I just don't understand why these people don't do that. It's power. They are so hungry for power.
That's all it is.
Right.
One more clip before we get to WAC. Thank you, Mad Cow Mark. I wanted to show this clip. There's an AI generating account on Twitter. I can't remember the name of it at the moment. But this account is creating AI generated interviews between people whose voices you will absolutely recognize. And they did a hilarious one with Joe Rogan and Ben Shapiro. And they created a video to go with it, which I'm going to show you. It is hysterically funny. And of course, the AI uses their real voices and gives them scripts that actually sound like Joe Rogan and Ben Shapiro completely. But this conversation never actually took place. And that is what is so terrifying about artificial intelligence. We have a lot of videos on the internet, obviously. People could take our voices and make them sound like we were saying things that we were absolutely not or would never say very, very easily. That's the fear. But in the meantime, don't get scared. Just enjoy this for the humor. Okay, here it is.
To the beach that makes you old.
You went to the what?
The beach that makes you old.
The beach that makes you old?
Yeah, man, the beach that makes you old.
Excuse me?
I got to tell you about this beach. It made me old.
You have to know that's not possible.
Look at me, man. I'm old as hell. And it's because I went to the beach that makes you old.
There are a million reasons why you might look the way you look. I'm not going to entertain the idea that a beach could make you old.
Wait, actually, I think it's the rocks on the beach, not the beach itself. Something to do with the cliffs?
What are you talking about?
Had to swim through coral to get out.
Stop.
But I'm still old.
Enough. Let's say hypothetically that a beach could actually make you old.
The rocks.
The rocks. Let's say the rocks could make you old. How much of you is getting old? Does your metabolism speed up? Do you need to pee more frequently?
Man, listen.
Do your fingernails grow faster?
Man.
Your hair?
I don't know, man. I just got old.
I'm finding it hard to believe. It doesn't hold together logically.
I don't know what to tell you. I wasn't old and now I'm old. I think it was because I went to the beach that makes you old.
This is all pretty ridiculous.
You want to see for yourself?
Sure. Why not?
You can go to the beach if you want. But you'll get old.
I doubt it.
Look at how fucking old I am.
I'm not going to get old.
You will get old.
I won't.
You will.
The beach will not make me old.
Okay, man. But don't say I didn't warn you about getting old. Jamie, pull up the directions to the beach that makes you old.
I'm not going to get old on the beach.
Good luck, man. Hey.
Hey. I got old.
I mean, that's terrifying, you guys.
It is really weird. It's really weird.
Is that not terrifying?
It is. It's weird.
I mean, it's hilarious, but like, I am scared of what that technology can do. I'm terrified.
I know. And how old they look.
This is my new EMP paranoia.
AI is really, really weird.
All right. Tell us about your whack today. There's nothing really for me to show.
Okay. There was a study that just showed that short people who are bitter are psychopaths.
They're more likely to be psychopaths.
Short people who are bitter. Now, if you're happy, we don't have to worry about you. But it was an actual study that they did. If you are bitter, you're short.
And I thought, oh my God, your sound is so bad right now. Like, it just really was cutting out really, really bad. Say it again, what you just said.
If you're a short person and you're bitter, then you're more likely to be a raging psychopath. My whack today was actually going to be about, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't. Okay. But I was going to tell you, because I didn't think it was real. And people were saying that it wasn't real, but my whack today was going to be about a woman that didn't marry her husband or didn't marry her fiance. I'm sorry. She called off the wedding because she found her fiance breastfeeding he was still breastfeeding his mom or his mother was breastfeeding him.
Wait, what?
Right. On her wedding day, she walked in on her fiance and her soon to be mother-in-law was breastfeeding her fiance.
No.
There was a podcast. They were talking about this and I'm like, I can't believe the story is even true.
No.
And so I didn't make it my wax. That's why I made it about the short people study.
But that might be true.
What? That the breastfeeding story? Yeah. There was a podcast. They were talking about this and I read the comment. You know how I am about the comments. I read the comments and I was like, I can't talk. And here I am talking about it. It affected me so much. I was like,
oh my God, I cannot believe that.
I was like, this can't be true. This is so whack. I can't. This is over the edge whack. I can't talk about it. And this woman was like, oh no, people do this like into their adult years. You guys tell me that this is something that people don't do. Like people don't do this, right? I mean, people don't breastfeed their children. I know.
Deanne says, I know someone who was at the wedding. Wait a minute. I thought the wedding didn't take place.
No, wedding, it was happening. And then she called off the wedding. You know somebody who was at that wedding? Oh my God, this actually happened?
No, oh my God. This is way whacker than short people being bitter and psychopaths.
Okay, so this actually happened? Okay. Oh my God.
What is even happening right now? What is happening?
This is true. This actually happened. Oh my God. Because I was like, I can't talk about this. Like
Jill Ellen O'Toole says she went through with the wedding.
What?
I don't. No. Does the mom just come over every day to feed him? What in the world is happening?
You can't stay married. You can't stay married to him. I thought she called off the wedding.
Deanne says she has proof. Girl, send it in. ChicksontheRightRule@gmail.com. Send in the proof. We have to know about this.
Because I read this yesterday and I'm like, I can't talk about this. I have to talk about short people instead. But you guys, it's been affecting me ever since I read it yesterday and I had to get it out. I had to share it with you guys. I know we're all friends here.
How that did not stay your whack? I don't even understand.
I don't want you guys to think that I'm lying. I was like, this can't be true. This cannot be true. It can't be. And how could she, Kim? You're right. How could she be married to a freak? Like, you're right.
And how would she still be producing milk?
Well, I think that you can you not, if you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, then it just, you keep producing milk, right?
And how did she not know this was happening well in advance of the wedding day?
Right.
Like, that seems like something you would find out. You know,
I feel like it's something that you would, and the mom's got to be at least in her 40s, right? Women have babies in their 40s. I know it's stuck in my head too. It couldn't just be stuck in my head. It had to be stuck in everybody's head. We have to, you guys, this
we
actually,
gotta move on.
I know we do. I'm sorry.
I just can't because I'm,
anyways,
I,
that's
like,
the whack.
Genuinely feel a little nauseous right now.
It's whack though, right?
Oh God. I mean, you knocked the whack right out of the whack park.
It's only Tuesday. I don't know how I'm going to top that. don't know how I'm going to top
it.
Oh,
my God.
I know. All right, everybody. Are you getting up?
Yay.
He's getting up. He's getting up. Everybody bring it in. You coming? He's stretching, too.
Okay, he needs hugs and then flaps.
Oh, he already flapped. Oh,
pre-hug flap. No,
it was a pre-flap, you guys. It was.
Oh, my gosh. Well, is he going to give another?
It was a premature flap. Are you coming in? Okay. It's a premature. Come on. Come on. Give me hugs. Come here. No.
Well, he's like, I already did the flaps. What do you want, woman?
Give me your giant head. Come here. Give me your giant.
There we go. There we go. It's coming.
There's another one. Yeah.
I forgot to tell you a really a phrase that I liked that I saw this morning that I thought was a good phrase. I just wanted to share it with everybody really quickly.
What's that?
You know how everybody gets constantly offended and outraged by stuff right now?
Yeah.
The people that do it almost for sport. I can't remember where I heard this, but someone calls it people who are recreationally offended. And I like
I like that.
Yeah. I thought that was a good way to describe those people.
Recreationally offended.
Like
we're
they're not. Constantly, that's their hobby, right? They look for stuff to get offended and outraged by. So they are recreationally offended.
Recreational.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Make
you guys can use that. Use it all day. We're bringing it in. Every premature flapulation. I love that, Jose. Yes.
That's perfect.
Oh yes. It was premature flapulation.
That's yes, so much better than recreationally offended. Oh my God.
Exactly what he did. You guys have the best Tuesday. We will and happy anniversary to us.
Yeah. Happy anniversary to us, man. 14 years.
14. You guys, 14 more to go or more. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.